This is KCUR 89.3. Thousands of homes sit vacant or abandoned across Kansas City, Missouri. Neighbors say those properties attract crime and are often eyesores. A bill awaiting Governor Mike Parson's signature would allow neighbors to clean up some of those properties without worrying about breaking the law. But as KCUR's Samuel King reports, some officials are concerned about balancing the rights of property owners with the worries of neighbors who don't want blight to spread.
Riding through the streets that surround McCoy Park in Kansas City, you see all kinds of homes, bungalows, even old mansions. You see homes and yards that are well tended, and some that need TLC. And here and there, you see some houses where the owners aren't even trying.
Boarded up. Well, here it is. The one there is boarded up.
Dale Fugate is with the McCoy Park Neighbors Group and has lived in the area near Truman Road and just west of Interstate 435 for almost 30 years.
We had, at one time, just on this block, which is one of the nicer blocks in our neighborhood, we had a quarter of the houses sitting empty.
He says those vacant homes come at a cost to neighborhoods, and not just when it comes to property values. He says blight repels people who would otherwise benefit a neighborhood while attracting those who would not.
People with crime problems, drug problems, and things like that, they're going to look here and say, oh, well, nobody cares. This is a safe place for me.
State legislators are trying to give neighbors a new tool to fight back. On the last day of this year's session, both the Missouri House and Senate passed legislation nicknamed the Good Neighbor Bill. The measure, backed by Democratic Senator Kiki Curls of Kansas City, allows neighbors to clean up the yards and board up the doors and windows of houses that are clearly abandoned. It would apply only in Kansas City, Independence, St. Louis City, and St. Louis County.
They cannot enter the interior of the property. It is only exterior. And there's no liability. There would then be no liability on the person entering the property, and they could not then bring case against the owner of the property in case of any injury.
Fugate says the new bill might encourage more neighbors to take action.
I'm a little bolder than a lot of people, and I just take a trash bag up there and clean the front yard up. Yeah, somebody might complain. I don't know, but usually in a situation like that, it's an abandoned house, there's nobody there, and actually the neighbors are all glad you do it.
But there's still the question of property rights, according to John Bacala. He's the spokesman for Kansas City's Department of Housing and Neighborhood Services.
In theory, it's a great idea. Everybody wants blight cleared out of their neighborhood. The reality is, we're talking about private property, and that means there are a lot more hurdles you have to clear.
Bacala says the city still has concerns about the liability of property owners despite changes made to the legislation this year. That was one reason the governor vetoed a version of the bill last year. He hasn't indicated what he'll do this time. Meanwhile, Bacala says the city is working to track down out-of-state companies that own vacant homes. And he says the best way for neighbors to fight back against blight is to report it to city officials. Already, there are 13,000 complaints on the books, but only 40 code enforcement officers to investigate.
So we have a lot of area to cover with very few people and a really high caseload. So chances are, unless we're working another case in that neighborhood, we may not have seen it.
Fugate says through the efforts of his group and other buyers, the situation has turned around on his block, but there are still abandoned homes in the neighborhood. He doesn't see the harm in helping to keep those properties clean until buyers can be found.
It's saying, are we going to worry about his property right and not worry about everybody else's property rights? Because here's the thing about blight, is blight creates more blight.
If Governor Parson signs the bill, neighborhood associations will have other tools to fight blight too, including the ability to sue the owners of nuisance properties without having to prove actual damages. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Samuel King.